This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian and British officials say Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river. That's another sign of Moscow's struggle to win decisive victories and salvage a war gone awry. Russia's campaign in Ukraine's east is making faltering progress. Ukraine's Airborne Forces Command has released images of what it said was a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over a river and several destroyed or damaged military vehicles. The command said its troops drowned the Russian occupiers. Britain's Defense Ministry said Russia lost significant armored maneuver elements of at least one battalion tactical group. Ukrainian authorities opened the first war crimes trial of the conflict on Friday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Friday that his country is not favorable toward Finland and Sweden joining NATO, indicating Turkey could use its membership in the Western Military Alliance to veto moves to admit the two countries. The Turkish leader explained his opposition by citing Sweden and other Scandinavian countries' alleged support for Kurdish militants and others whom Turkey considers to be terrorists. He said he also did not want to repeat Turkey's past mistake from when it agreed to readmit Greece into NATO's military wing in 1980. He claimed the action had allowed Greece to take an attitude against Turkey with NATO's backing. Erdogan did not say outright that he would block any accession attempts by the two Nordic nations. However, NATO makes all its decisions by consensus, meaning that each of the 30 member countries has a potential veto over who can join. Erdogan did not say again outright.